From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Italy and Myanmar both hit by major earthquakes. Strong earthquake in central Italy has reduced three towns to rubble as people slept early Wednesday, with reports that as many as 50 were killed and hundreds injured as rescue crews raced to dig out survivors. A toll is likely to arrive as crews reached homes in more remote hamlets where the scenes were apocalyptic, like Dante's Inferno, according to one witness. Sergio Perozzi, the mayor of Amatrice, said, "The town isn't here anymore. I believe the toll will rise." VOA's Jamie Detmer in Italy.
So far, we know that three villages, at least, all three were to the southeast of Nursia, which had the, which was at the epicenter, have been severely damaged. One or two, people are talking about having been leveled. It's been confirmed by local authorities 38 dead, but there are about 150 people still unaccounted for. And they're searching in the rubble for them, obviously. None of the big cities so far have suffered any extensive damage, but this tremor at 3:36, which was, you know, variously reported between 6.2 and 6.4 on the Richter scale, was felt as far north as Bologna, even further, actually, down in Rome and south of Rome as well.
Meanwhile, a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake shook central Myanmar Wednesday, killing at least three people, including two children, according to local officials, and damaging some of the famous pagodas in the Southeast Asian nation's ancient capital of Bagan. One person was killed, another injured when a tobacco processing factory collapsed. No other confirmed casualties. Early reports suggested limited damage as well. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden arrived in Turkey Wednesday as Turkish military forces launched their first offensive into Syria to target Islamic State militants and Kurdish fighters. The vice president met with Prime Minister Binali Yildirim following scheduled talks with senior-level officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara. Biden was scheduled to hold a joint news conference with Yildirim later today. That is now ongoing. Biden is President Barack Obama's highest-ranking and closest surrogate, often representing the White House in difficult diplomatic situations. In Ankara Wednesday, Erdogan again called on the United States to extradite Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was blamed for backing a failed coup in July. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that it has received an extradition request for the 75-year-old Gulen from Turkey. However, the request is not explicitly linked to his alleged role in planning the plot. Gulen is now living in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. Turkish President Erdogan said the military operation launched Wednesday into northern Syria targeted Islamic State fighters and Syrian Kurds in an effort to put an end to terror threats at the border. Turkey says the U.S.-backed Kurds in Syria aligned with Kurds in southeastern Turkey who have waged a decades-long insurgency against the Turkish government. The operation included artillery fire and Turkish jets conducting airstrikes backed by other warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State for about 2 years. A number of Turkish tanks were also seen taking part in the fighting on the Syrian side of the border as they tried to push the militants out of the town of Jarablus. A ballistic missile fired from a North Korean submarine Wednesday flew about 500 kilometers, the longest distance achieved by the North for such a weapon, according to Seoul officials. They said that put all of South Korea and possibly parts of Japan within its striking distance. North Korea already has a variety of land-based missiles that can hit South Korea and Japan, including U.S. military bases in those countries. But its development of reliable submarine launch missiles would add weapons that are harder to detect before liftoff. South Korean President Park Geun-hye said of the launch, "North Korea's nuclear and missile threats are not imaginary threats any longer, but they are now becoming real threats, and those threats are coming closer each moment." Anti-corruption groups in Nigeria are begging U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to help speed the return of billions of dollars looted from the country's treasury by local officials. The director of the Socioeconomic Rights and Accountability Project says the money is believed to be in banks offshore from the United States, Britain, and Switzerland.
That's the latest world news from VOA.